Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
That's right, Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Minnesota Vikings come to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, here to help us understand what is likely to happen, how it's all going to play out. Redskins elite long snapper, WMAL Redskin analyst, and Comcast Sportsnet co-host Trevor Maddich. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian.
Okay, so look, both of these teams are sort of have not been doing great lately. I mean, the Redskins are 4-3-1, and I think it's true that the Vikings have dropped their last three games. They started strong, but then they dropped their last three games in a row. So it seems like both of these teams are coming to FedEx Field with something to prove and something to set right.
Right, and they both have big question marks. They actually dismissed or had their offensive coordinator, the Vikings, resign. That offensive coordinator, you might know the name, North Turner.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Right. So North resigned, and so now they're trying to rebuild that offense. They have one of the worst offenses in the league right now, the Vikings, but they have one of the best defenses in the league. And so with the Redskins having injuries along the offensive line and suspension, guys playing dinged, and then without Trent Williams, this game could get real hot, real fast for quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Well, and how's the O-line for the Vikings? Because as we've seen, the Redskins with their pass rush can really put off a quarterback that is having issues. And let's face it, the Vikings quarterback is having some issues right now.
Well, you're right. I mean, Sam Bradford, they traded for when their starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, got injured preseason. And so they're still kind of struggling. And that's one of the reasons the offense isn't good. Another reason is that their star running back, Adrian Peterson, is out with an injury. So,
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, what you mentioned about their offensive line is important because the Redskins have the ability to take away their top receiver, who happens to be former Maryland star Stephon Diggs, because they can shadow him with Josh Norman and take away Sam Bradford's favorite receiver. Their offensive line isn't that great. And the Redskins can really get after him. And I think with as good as the Vikings' defense is, to keep Kirk Cousins healthy, it'll be really good to get some turnovers and some short fields so they can score and get out of there.
You know, I'm so angry about the Trent Williams thing. I'm upset with Trent Williams. I'm upset that he allowed this to happen. And I'm wondering what moves have they made to fix it, and what is the likely outcome there? Because, I mean, really, you talk about in American football today, two of the most important positions, quarterback and left tackle.
Right. And you're right about that. I mean, say what you will about what you think about the legality of marijuana. If it's banned, it's banned. And if you run afoul of that policy, you're not available to your team. And so that's enough there. I mean, I'm slow to get on him too much because I know guys play in a lot of pain. And Trent Williams has played hurt a lot when he hasn't had to. In meaningless games when he could have just sat out, but he went in and played through injuries. For years he's done that. And so now he's got so much pain that he doesn't want to take opiates. He doesn't want to take OxyContin and other really damaging, addictive drugs to manage the pain. And so if he took marijuana, you know, when people are in pain, that's a tough thing. But what they've done now is they've elevated Ty Nsekhe to start at left tackle. Now, Nsekhe is so big, he has his own gravitational pull. The guy is like 6'8", 330. He's massive. And he's a really good run blocker. But as a pass blocker, he's not as nimble as Trent Williams. And he'll be facing a guy named Everson Griffin, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So for the Redskins fans, watch for the Redskins to run right at Griffin, over left tackle Ty Nsekhe. That's his strength. And that's what you do against a great pass rusher, is you go full caveman on him. You hit him in the mouth, and you make him play the game he doesn't want to play, and that is just a power, ugly, down-and-dirty game. And if the Redskins can run the ball well, then they can neutralize that pass rush.
Trevor Maddish, can I just zoom out a little bit on the NFC East right now and sort of reassess where the Redskins sit? Because we got first-place Dallas Cowboys at 7-1. After losing their first game, they've won every game since then, a seven-game winning streak. Second-place New York Giants, 5-3. Redskins are sitting in third at 4-3-1, and then the Eagles are in fourth place at 4-4. I mean, even if the Redskins can cobble together a good chunk of wins here in the final half of the season, is anyone catching the Cowboys? Is this the way the NFC is, NFC in general is right now, even if the Redskins can do okay, are they going to position themselves for a wild card if they can't win the division at this point?
Well, Dallas is playing exceptionally well, and the thing about the Cowboys is that their rookie quarterback has not failed. He's not faltered. Dak Prescott hasn't hit the rookie slump that you see happen in Philadelphia with their rookie. And so I don't see anybody catching the Cowboys. They're just too solid in too many ways. But for the Redskins, they don't have to win the division in order to make the playoffs. If the season ended today, the Redskins would be the final playoff wild seed.
Right. It would be the Lions and the Lions, Giants, and Redskins look like the three teams that are behind the leaders. Did we lose you, Trevor?
I think we lost Trevor.
All right.
Well, we got most of that there.
We did.
Most
we didn't get a prediction.
You listen, well, I listen. All you got to do is go out there and you got to get the Redskins have to take the ball, and every time they get the ball, they got to go at least 3 1/3 yards. That's the goal. 3 1/3 yards, you got it.
You did the math there.
Yeah.
And you know what else? They need to be able to hit a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Well, something they were unable to do in London at their last game.
Yeah. You know, he's been a pretty good kicker throughout the season. He had a bad game in
he
London.
Had a little too much.
Yeah, I think it was
too much ale, too much fish and chips.
It was being on the other side of the planet and all of that. It threw off the man's game. I'm going to give him that one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.